the rest of the story. You know, Hitler could have had the whole world speaking German. Hitler might have won World War II had he known what I'm about to tell you. In January 1943, United States President Franklin Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, were in the same place at the same time, and it was a place readily accessible to the Nazis. The two most powerful, inspiring Allied leaders were within Hitler's grasp, meeting secretly in Casablanca, Morocco. Might have been murdered with a single well-placed bomb if the Germans had only discovered their plans ahead of time. Well, in fact, Soviet Premier Stalin almost joined Roosevelt and Churchill. It could have been a clean sweep of Hitler's cardinal enemies. And Generals de Gaulle and Georgie Patton actually were there in Casablanca. So Hitler blew it. And with what you know so far, you could figure out why. Because of the potentially devastating consequences of the Nazis catching on, preparations for the Roosevelt-Churchill summit meeting included elaborate deceptions at every point. For example, when Roosevelt's train left Washington at midnight January 9, it traveled north. North as though making a routine trip to Hyde Park. But then quietly made a U-turn at Baltimore and headed to Miami on a different line. And from Miami, the president departed for North Africa, where General Patton was already directing security operations. Patton was extremely anxious. He knew Casablanca was crawling with Axis agents and Vichyites. He knew the Germans had occupied the city for 2 years, which meant their bombers could strike it with intelligent precision. After 4 days of intense deliberation, Roosevelt and Churchill agreed to invade Sicily. A coordinated Far Eastern offensive was also planned. Churchill then summoned General de Gaulle for the purpose of reuniting quarreling French factions. And by the time the Allied leaders were safely on their way home, a tripwire had been set for the fall of the Third Reich. And Hitler could have prevented it all had he only known that top-secret summit conference was taking place. Well, the fact is he did. He knew it was taking place, for Nazi operatives in Berlin had managed to intercept one of the vital coded messages relating to that meeting, and in plenty of time to plot the grand assassination. And yes, the Germans successfully decoded the communique, every word, all but one solitary encoded word, which Hitler's best cryptographers could not completely crack, and that happened to be the critical word. That was the one that made the difference, perhaps, between the enslavement and the freedom of the planet. The name of the location itself, Casablanca. So the Nazis, discouraged by their own mistaken impression, believing their target too distant to shoot at, they didn't even try. For you see, that top-secret message, as the Germans interpreted the message, said that Roosevelt and Churchill would meet together in Casablanca. But in Spanish, casa means house. Blanca means white. And so the cryptographers mistakenly assumed that the meeting was to be in our White House. Not in Casablanca in North Africa, but in our White House out of reach to Hitler's bombers. Can you imagine how history might have been changed if Hitler had known what you now know? The rest of the story.